Lake Effect Returns. Now I'm Bonnie North. Thanks for joining us. Silence may be golden, but there's very little silence left in the world today. Gordon Hempton, an acclaimed acoustic ecologist, has traveled the globe and made it his mission to preserve the remaining quiet places. Four local nature centers have come together to bring Hempton to the Milwaukee area. He'll speak tonight at Mequon Nature Preserve and then lead silent sound tours of it, as well as at the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center, the Urban Ecology Center, and the River Edge Nature Center. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bent spoke with River Edge's executive director, Jessica Jens, along with Kristen Geese, who heads the Mequon Nature Center. As they walked at the Mequon Center, Geese began with its history.
Basically, what started is a substantial gift that was married up to a federal grant, and then different partners were brought in. So the Izaaki Washington Land Trust and the Greater Milwaukee Foundation was brought in to be kind of, you know, the bank and help raise awareness of donors to help make it happen. The city of Mequon was brought in basically because they had the federal grant in the place and they put in some substantial funds to also make it happen. A memorandum of understanding was written so that one day it would be transferred to the city of Mequon. So after about a decade, this 438 acres became debt-free and was transferred to the city of Mequon. In their books, it's a park. The city rents the operations, the restoration efforts, and the education to Mequon Nature Preserve Incorporated, and we're a nonprofit that makes all this happen.
So is this an unusual arrangement?
Very unusual, and something I think would be a really iconic model for other cities to partake in. So we hope to help educate others on how to do this.
How many acres? 300?
438. Okay. The biggest protected green space in southeastern Wisconsin.
Before work started here, I assume, well, no, that none of this obviously was here, the building.
What the building was here, it was a church. And it was renovated to be LEED certified. We went for platinum LEED. Absolutely could have gotten it. Would have been the first renovated building in the state of Wisconsin to hit platinum. But that also had a $50,000 price tag attached to it for the plaque and the process to go through. And a nonprofit, our budget at that time was $100,000, and there was no way I could justify to my board, hey, by the way, I want to go spend half of my budget on a plaque. So we never achieved the plaque, but we still go by the standards. So geothermal, wind, solar, and everything eco you can imagine, we've got it.
What's been added or restored in this physical space we're looking at?
Yeah, right around the building here, this 30-acre parcel, the vision was to have all the habitats represented and opportunities for the public to be inside or out. Kind of a hub, right? So we've got the outdoor amphitheater. We've got a floating boardwalk over our wetland system, a pier for some fishing, because can you believe fish spawn in these beautiful ponds? I love it. And they connect to the river, so it's fantastic. And then about four different habitats are represented here. So the wetland system, prairie, oak savanna, and then a mature hardwood forest that started over there in Johnson's Woods. So when this all happened, really, there was about 60 acres of hardwood forest, and the rest were farmland. And so we're really about a decade into restoration. We have about 200 acres in active restoration, and another 238 are still waiting for us, so there's still farmland. So I love hiking the kids and explaining the process of restoration and baby trees, because we plant little seeds or little seedlings with them. Then we can show them what they'll look like in, oh, about some of those trees out there in waysides are 5 years, 10 years old. So this is also, though, where I should say that that's always where Mequon Nature Preserve says, you know, come and see 4-year-old prairie and then go to River Edge and see the 45-year-old prairie or more, actually, you know, or go to Schlitz Audubon to see the 250-year-old trees, you know, as after you plant your seedling here. So it's, we, I think, are, you know, the differentiation is we're the baby, we're the beginning, we're just getting started. And then all these other nature centers that are so wonderful and out there are much further along. So it's a good complete cycle to tell the kids.
You've talked about, Kristen, yours being the baby of among these groups that you've mentioned. All of those organizations are coming together around this special Earth Day event, which must also be unique. Is that right, Jessica? And you're with River Edge.
Yes, yeah, it's a very unique opportunity to bring Gordon Hempton, an acoustic ecologist. It's something that I think really intrigues people's minds. I mean, when you think about it, close your eyes, what do you hear? What do you hear outside? What do you hear inside? And what parts of the world do we hear more of now? And what parts of the world do we hear less of? just something that was organically grew up, and everybody said yes. I mean, so kudos to everybody at the table. And what's really fun about it is it started with Gordon Hempton, but now it's cascading into something larger. We aren't really quite sure what that's going to be, but what can we as nature centers do together, and we can do better as a whole than we can do just individually? And in the next couple of months, we'll probably have something concrete to share.
I want to know now.
As we all do.
We all want to
really
know.
So you're not teasing us.
We aren't teasing us. When you think of the four nature centers, Urban Ecology, Schlitz Audubon, River Edge, Mequon Nature Preserve, and so many others. So there are quite a few other nature centers in Southeast Wisconsin, and we're hoping that in the future we can bring them into the collaboration as well. And so I'm really excited about the future of this collaboration. I mean, I think the sky's the limit.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be amazing.
I heard, as I drove out here, I heard Jane Goodall on the radio, and then I saw a photograph of you with her, yes. Kristen, in your building. She's an icon of saving what we've got and restoring what we can. Anytime I've heard her, and again on the radio, she talked about, for her, she's an older woman. You are ever so much younger, but that, you know, for her, not only is it urgent, but her life is pushing forward, so she feels that urgency even more. I sense with you two that you love being out here, and it's a passion, but I'm assuming you're feeling some urgency too.
Yeah, I think the timing feels right. I mean, I would definitely say urgency is one of them, but I just think the timing is right. I mean, we have you know, maybe we're tooting our own horns, I don't know, but we've got some great executive directors at all the different nature centers. I mean, everybody gets along, and now is the time. And, you know, I think historically there was obvious competition. I mean, we'd be lying if we said we don't compete with one another for different things, but let's be honest, we're not serving everybody, we're not helping every species out there, we're not saving every chunk of land, but together we might be able to. So I think, you know, I think it's really about the timing being right, the right people in place, and the passion we all share together, yes, and support one another. I mean, the conversations are fantastic at every meeting. And I can't wait to get our staffs all in the same direction, and then all of our constituents, all of our donors, and so many of them overlap anyways. It just seems right. Mm-hmm.
WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bent spoke with Jessica Jens, the executive director of River Edge Nature Center, and Kristen Geese, the head of the Mequon Nature Center. Those two organizations, along with the Schlitz Audubon Nature Center and the Urban Ecology Center, are hosting the Emmy Award-winning acoustic ecologist Gordon Hempton. He'll speak at the Mequon Preserve tonight at 7 and lead silent sound tours of all four nature preserves. There's more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And there's more information at wuwm.com/give as well, because we're in day one of our membership, Mitch Teich.
It is Spring Into Action Week on WUWM. It is our spring membership drive. When we reach $130,000, this drive will end. We are in day one. You know, if we reach $130,000 in day one, we have a one-day membership drive.
Oh,
that would
be fantastic.
But we are allotting ourselves about a week to reach that. You can help us reach that goal by calling 414-227-3210 or by visiting wuwm.com/give. It's a more modest goal for this hour of Lake Effect, which is rapidly coming to a conclusion, and we are rapidly approaching that goal of $950. We can get over that hump with your support. Call 414-227-3210 or visit wuwm.com/give. And as our way of saying thank you, we have the following thank you gift.
We do indeed. This is available to anyone who contributes a gift of at least $52 or a sustaining membership beginning at $5. Of course, you can give more than that. We won't say no. But at that level and above, you will get this wonderful 17-ounce stainless steel tumbler with a push-on lid, plastic liner, foam insulation, the perfect thing to bring your hot or cold beverage of choice along with you on your commute or maybe out for the day for a walk at one of the nature centers. centers we just heard about.
Indeed. And it's also a great way to announce to the world that this is your radio station. You are a part. You are the public in our public radio station, and you are a sustaining member. Sustaining members can join at any level. But again, if you want to receive the travel mug, it is $5 a month or more. And it means your gift is ongoing, and it helps ensure that programs like Lake Effect and Fresh Air, which is coming your way in just a few seconds, and Here and Now, which is coming your way at 12 noon, go on for the days to come.
That's right. We forgot to mention that, of course, the WWM logo is on the mug. You know, so you are actually announcing that. It's not just a generic
like a little walking billboard.
Exactly. Exactly. So we hope that you'll take advantage of that. Go to WUWM.com/give. Call 414-227-3210. However you do it, however much you give, just become a member or renew your membership. We thank you so very much. Mitch, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow. I am Bonnie North. Thanks, as always, for tuning in today. We're looking forward to having you join us tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect. It's all coming to you from listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Fresh Air comes your way next, so stay tuned.